In your face. You are on In Your Face here at 3CR with James. I'm absolutely rapt to have Vidyarajan, who is the writer and director of Crisis Actor, which is a wonderful production happening on the 27th of August to the 31st at Arts House. And what I love about it is the audience uses their phones to help shape the outcome. Vidya, welcome to 3CR.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Tell us more about this extraordinary production.
So it's on at Arts House at the end of the month, and it's, I guess we've been calling it second screen theatre, which is like, you know how people say you watch TV with a second screen now, which is your phone in your hand, but we don't really do that at the theatre, and so we're like, why not? I know, what would that be like? And it's basically, I guess you could think of it as a cross between a performance and a video game. It has that kind of sensibility where the audience chooses between two actors competing in this thing that's called a crisis house.
Wow. Okay, tell us a bit more about this crisis.
Yeah, so I guess the like inspiration for the show was a little bit looking at, like, you know, how we live in this time of, like, escalating, like, global, local crises, like, from climate change to more man-made, you know, like, I mean, that is man-made, but, like, you know, even more, yeah, political ones. And how so often it has this surreal feeling because you watch it from, like, far away, and then, like, we don't really learn the lessons of history, and we watch it through our phones. And so I think we were like, yeah, just it's sort of addressing those themes, but, like, everyone on the team has a really playful way of approaching things. So, like, taking those serious themes in this quite fun way. And so what happens is the audience comes in, and through their phone, they kind of participate in this, I won't give too much away, but, like, the creation of a memory of, like, a disaster we've survived. It's quite, like, a surreal disaster we've survived. And then you go into the next space, and you own this, like, reality TV, video gamey TV show called The Crisis House, where you're the studio audience, and these crisis actors. So it's kind of like an alternate history, or, like, actually what I think will probably happen in the future. In fact, it's already sort of happening, like, if you look at some places in America. But they're competing to they're competing to be your crisis actor, so to, like, memorialize this event you went through, and, like, play the role of, like, the great victim who went through it all, but play it in, like, 3D form. So, you know, so it's, like, a real challenge for the actors because they're not just doing stage acting or screen acting. They're doing, like, sim acting. Like, I don't know if you ever played The Sims or with that kind of 3D avatars. So they have to learn to move their body in a virtual space that you get to, like, yeah, vote on and stuff. Yeah, that's sort of the premise.
It sounds incredibly original. It really is, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, that's very nice to say. Yeah, I think it is. I don't think I've seen, I mean, that may just be my lack of knowledge, but I haven't seen anything like it in Melbourne, at least. And I think that's kind of what happens when, and this is what Arts House, the place it's happening at, is so good at doing, like, when artists from different forms come together. And, you know, I'm working with Sam McGilp, who's a co-creator on this amazing new media artist who works with motion capture technology and, you know, visual design and things like that. And so bringing our backgrounds together has been, yeah, I guess leads to something new.
Yeah, so what is it like to actually direct this?
It's wild. It's, like, not like directing a normal play, which I've done before. There's so many types of teams because we're working with a team of technologists. So they're sitting there literally working on a, like, video game engine and, you know, phone coding. And, like, I can do a little bit of that stuff, nowhere near the level they can. And so then I'm working with the actors as well. And then you have the usual roles, like production designers and sound people coming in. So you really got to coordinate across, like, so many modes at once. And then it's like, yeah, because most people are used to working in live space, but, like, what happens when you're working in live space and virtual space that's being projected in the show at once? And, like, how do they, you know, interweave between each other? It's like I've learned so much, but definitely requires a brain that can do, like, five things at once.
I was going to ask you about that. What's it like on your brain? What's the impact like of not just writing this but directing it?
Yeah, I mean, there are days when it's like, what's going on? But, like, I think I also just really enjoy it. I think that's how my brain, I don't know, for good or bad, probably works anyway. And a lot of people, I think, can, especially if you've grown up online, I think there is this, like, we are used to this kind of cognitive flow of information in, like, so many directions. Not that it's necessarily a great thing and you need to be able to step back, but I think one of the advantages of it is that you do start to, I don't know, you can remix stuff in a different way, I think. Yeah.
I'm fascinated by what you said before about how it's an alternative reality, but it's kind of becoming our reality, and you look at events in the US. Can you elaborate a bit more on that?
Oh, totally. Well, I think, like, this sort of sense, like, it's about, like, watching, like, you know, you watch kind of suffering from afar, and it gets more and more surreal. So, like, I don't know, there was a headline the other day about they're thinking of doing a reality show for ICE detainees and, like, who gets to keep citizenship, you know? So we make entertainment out of suffering really quickly, even those of us who don't want to, just by, like, being online, you know? Like, what are we doing watching all this? And, like, we lose, I think, the attention economy, and big tech is sort of designed to distract us and, like, keep us watching all this as content rather than actually thinking of the human beings underneath the stuff. So, yeah, and the US is always, like, innovating the craziest ideas you've ever heard of this way. But, yeah, there was a ICE detention reality show that somebody was trying to get off the ground the other day. So I was like, you know, yeah.
Extraordinary, isn't it? And of course, we have a reality TV show host as the president.
Well, and he's just, I guess it's the logical outcome of that, isn't it? Yeah.
A frightening outcome, absolutely. Yeah. And one that doesn't really, you know, respect the Constitution, which has terrible ramifications for everyone, really.
Everyone in the world, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm. So tell us about the team that's putting this on. I know it's a collaboration with Now or Never.
Yeah, so Now or Never is a tech art festival. They program heaps of stuff like music, you know, visual art and performance like this. And so they program artists, I guess, who are doing new things with technology in their art. And so I guess that includes us. So the team is Sam, who I mentioned, Andrew Sutherland, who's also assistant directing and dramaturging, comes more from more like performance art theatre like me. And then we have technologist Ruby and a video game designer Quinn, and we've got two wonderful performers, John Bashura and Jess Moyle, who are learning to work in this very new form of like motion capture sensors and move their body as like these avatars whilst also doing some great like acting and interacting with the audience. So yeah, that's the team.
How do you feel about the unpredictable nature of this production with all of the audience participation and them on their phones? Like, are you a bit worried that things could go off the radar?
Well, I'm worried more that, like, if our tech fails, but that's, I guess, a risk in any production, especially with ones that are using this kind of thing. But in terms of the audience, not really, because I think the thing that excites us is, like, the liveness of it, and like, you know, as gamers and stuff ourselves, we're just like, yeah, we're interested. We make art that requires an audience to complete it. Like, it's not like you don't receive it passively. You're like, your presence is part of the work, and like the experience you get depends on how good of an audience you are, or what choices you collectively make as an audience. And, you know, I think that's kind of like exciting. So we're excited by that. And also, I think we were like, the show is about attention and the attention economy and how we look at these, you know, issues and where you're putting your attention. So if you decide to spend the whole show scrolling Instagram rather than like saying that's on you, kind of, so we don't mind. We're like, that's the choice you made. And it kind of tells you something about yourself. So yeah.
So you're a gamer. Tell us a bit more about your love of games.
Just play video games. Have done it growing up and stuff, but like, and worked in more like screenwriting and performance art and theater and like forms where it just was like a hobby. And then like a few years ago, I started making more digital art, and I realized, oh, this games actually satisfy so many different creative pursuits, like because they're interactive with the audience, they've got performance, they've got writing, they're like so, and they exist in space, not just in time. Like, you know, if they're like, I don't know, I just found games are like a form that can bring together so many disciplines, whether that's happening in the theater or a game on your screen. So yeah, this really excited me to work in it more.
You're immersed in rehearsals at the moment, and it's great that you were able to take some time out to chat with us. What are rehearsals like at the moment?
Yeah, good. We're just like gently easing in this week, and then I think it'll get more intense from next week on. But they're good. We're locked in the set. It's like incredible. We're Romani Harper, the designer. She's so good. And we are just all getting to, like, some bits of the team haven't met other bits of the team yet. So, like, they're all getting to know each other in this week. So, yeah, it's been good.
And do you think the production's going to change a bit from what you planned because of the rehearsals? Like, is there going to be some unpredictability from your end, perhaps, and a few changes? Or, like, yeah, like, what's your reading of the tea leaves?
I think so. Like, I feel like the ending, like, we're, you know, there's two possible endings, and we're just kind of, like, finessing that at the moment. Yeah, depending on who you vote for every night. So I think that is still a little bit in discovery, though. God, I hope it doesn't change too much in the next 2 weeks, just for my own sanity.
Yeah, absolutely. You must, as you said before, you must kind of feel like you are going crazy.
Yeah, in a good way. Like, everyone is super supportive, like, you're and excited to do this. And I think, yeah, the fact that it's getting to try something new feels, we feel really lucky to do that in, you know, the arts funding environment. And yeah, it's just, so we keep it that in mind and try and have as much fun as possible.
Fantastic. Well, Crisis Actor is happening August 27 to the 31st at Arts House. The writer and the director, Vidya Rajan, thank you so much for joining us today on 3CR.
Oh, thanks for having me. Hope to see you there.
Cheers. Bye.
Bye.
3CR. In Your Face would like to thank Thorn Harbour Health for their sponsorship of this program. Thorn Harbour Health envisions a future where our LGBTIQ plus communities and people living with HIV are healthy and live safely with dignity and well-being. To find out more, search for Thorn Harbour Health online.